Podcast 183, The Texture of a Bayesian's Photojournalism, ISBN 978-976-9726758. Historically, the Caribbean islands, spanning over 1.06 million square miles, is a massive archipelago with 13 sovereign states and 17 dependent territories, primarily located between North America and South America, and is primarily English-speaking, according to CaribbeanIslands.com. According to Wikipedia.org, Barbados transitioned from a constitutional monarchy to a parliamentary republic on 30th of November 2021 with a ceremonial president, Dame Sandra Punello Mason, FB, GCMG, DA, SC, taking office as the country's first president. Barbados Republic, located most easterly on the Caribbean archipelago, was visited by Portuguese in 1536, according to sugarbaybarbados.com. Barbados became a British colony under Captain John Powell in the mid-1600s, according to en.wikipedia.org. According to aaihs.org, in the 1650s, England celebrated Barbados as its premier global investment. The discovery of Barbados is uncertain, but it is believed to have been visited by Portuguese in 1536, who named the island Los Barbados, according to University of Florida. Barbados's culture is a blend of West African and British influences, with English as the official language. But the Bayesian dialect is an iconic part of the nation's culture, according to en.wikipedia.org. In this environment, the camera obscura is critical to this discourse, as described by Aristotle in the 4th century BC. It's considered the ancient foundation for photography. It involves projecting an image through a small hole, reversing the world's image and defining the photographic history. In 1826, Naismith captured the first true camera photograph using a pewter sheet coated with bitumen, requiring an exposure time of 8 hours. This photograph, known as the Naismith heliograph, is considered the earliest known photograph in photography history. Roger Fenton, the first official war photographer, pioneered photojournalism during the Crimea War, showcasing war effects through his work published in Illustrated London News, according to mymodernmet.com, photojournalism history. According to wonderlustportraits.com, photography is a visual tool in journalism and media, providing visual evidence of both past and present events. New media art's origins can be traced back to the 19th century. Yourdictionary.com defines cultural practitioner as someone who demonstrates and interprets cultural practices to people from different cultures, often as a means of cultural preservation. Cultural studies, initially developed by British Marxist academics in the 1950s, 1960s, and 1970s, has been adapted and reformed by scholars from various global disciplines, according to Wikipedia.org. Publishing, traditionally referring to the creation and distribution of printed works has expanded to include digital publishing, including ebooks, digital magazines, websites, social media, music, and video game publishing. According to Wikipedia.org, Wiki Publishing. My academic tenure at New Jersey City University has fueled my passion as a qualified photojournalist, enabling me to capture and share architectural, ecological, and nature images of iconic Bajan landmarks using my Canon Rebel T6 camera and Apple cell phone. In the scheme of things, as an author, cultural theorician, media arts major, licensed cultural practitioner, doctoral student, publisher, and photojournalist, I wish to advance the view that the texture of a Bajan's photojournalism, ISBN 978-976-972-6758, is a visual representation that engages the five senses, resonating with the intellect. The texture of a Bajan's photojournalism uses metaphors, pedagogical and macro lenses to study iconic cultural Bajan landmarks in Barbados. Focus in on cognition, background, and body awareness in publication 323, written by a Bajan, for Bajans, and global citizens worldwide. The texture of a Bajan's photojournalism, ISBN 978-976-972-6758, was written by a Bajan and is a Bajan's number 323 publication about photojournalism, which has had a significant impact on 3,737 countries, 12,719 cities, and 4,671 universities from January 13, 2020 to March 20, 2024, according to academia.edu. The texture of a Bajan's photojournalism provides a comprehensive account of a Bajan's work, focusing on its content, context, and methods of preserving cultural heritage, including almond leaves, a statue of the right excellent cigar fields in Auburn Sobers A.O. O.C.C., a national hero, Barbados Green Monkey, Barbados Supreme Court Building, Bridgetown, Central Police Station, Chalky Mount, Chelston Park Building, Christchurch's Parish Church, Codrington College, East Coast of Barbados, Farley Hill, formerly Central Police Station Carpenter Shop, Gunhill Lion, Hibiscus Flower, Holy Trinity Church, Hummingbird, King George V Memorial Park Environs, Leylon, Lisa, Little Bay St. Lucie, Montefiore Functon, National Heroes Square, P. Whistler, Pebbles Beach, Pico Tenerife, Pine Gardens, Rock Hall Monument of Freedom, St. George's Parish Church, St. Mary's Church, St. Philip's Parish Church, Sir Charles Christopher Griffith K.A. SCM J.P., Six Men's Bay, South Coast, the Corinage Bridgetown, the National Library Service of Barbados Building, the President's House, the Reverend Sir Wesley Winfield Hall KT GCM HMB LLD Ons JP statue, the Right Excellent Boosa, a National Hero statue, the Right Excellent Sir Grantley Herbert Adams CMG QC, a National Hero statue, the Right Excellent Errol Walton Barrows PC QC, a National Hero statue, the Wim and Wescos, comprehending its various meanings for Bajans and global citizens worldwide, was framed in 7,656 words long, 24 chapters, and aired in podcast 183, according to www.buzzsprout.com, and published in ISBN 978-976-972-6758, according to independent.academia.edu, William Gittins. In my closing comments, the texture of a Bajan's photojournalism is a pretext to highlight and discourse a Bajan's use of photography as a narrative and a cultural visual storytelling tool in discoursing this exposition.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.